Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Exactly as I told you, words I speak often here lately, because the Democrats are so easy to predict. They've only got one mode now, Lee. It's put whoever we disagree with in prison, because that'll be easier for us than arguing with them and winning the argument.
Well, because they don't want to argue. They don't want to have to admit there is another side.
But you'll never guess who just admitted there is another side. I about fell off my chair when I heard this yesterday. Of all the people, bomb thrower, Representative Jasmine Crockett. You know her, right?
Oh, yeah.
With the long nails?
Yeah.
Like 6 inches. You know my daughter said about her? I shouldn't say this.
Okay.
She just saw her talking. I usually precede something I shouldn't say with that.
Yeah.
My daughter saw her talking. She's not big into politics, really, you know, and she had those very long nails on. My daughter says, how does she wipe her butt?
Okay, you were right. You shouldn't have said that.
I don't know. Great question. Anyway, whatever. I'm sorry. It's Friday for me because I have tomorrow off.
So okay, well, congratulations.
I've already left the building.
Yes,
okay, Jasmine, but in seriousness, Jasmine Crockett, I mean, bomb thrower, right? I mean, she wants Ted Cruz attacked. She wants Trump. She wants everyone she disagrees with attacked. This is a radical person, right?
Yeah.
Democrat, congresswoman. Just take a listen to what she said yesterday.
Republicans were right. Democrats lost on immigration. When you look at all the polling, when you talk to people, they lost on immigration.
Yeah, she's right.
She was warning yesterday, maybe we've gone too far. You think? Nah, they won't listen to her. That's the best part. Okay, so yesterday, as I predicted, and look, they laid out on CNN, Senator Amy Klobuchar did a couple weeks ago what the plan is, that they will simply have these district Democrat judges order Trump not to deport people. Ridiculous orders. Just as ridiculous as you can go. Things Trump clearly can do as the executive when it comes to illegal immigration. And if he defies them, which eventually he'll have to do, they figure, to get these people out of the country. In other words, he'll be doing things he has absolutely every right to do. Then they will come down on Republicans in his administration with criminal charges. Obviously, they can't get Trump. He's got immunity. But they can get everybody else. They can get Kristi Noem. They can get, you know, Tom Homan, whoever they want to get, right? That's where they're going. And Amy Klobuchar laid that out weeks ago. And it took Dana Bash's breath away on CNN. She was shocked. I don't know if you remember, but she was. Here we go. Criminal contempt. That's what we're going to do. And remember, even Boasberg is saying, I'm going to just appoint my own prosecutor. Can you imagine 700 district judges, Lee, all with their own prosecutors?
That would be judicial chaos.
That would be an oligarchy. But that's what they're imagining.
Forgive me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the way our law works.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Honey. No, nope, nope, nope. It's not. Not at the district level when they don't even have the jurisdiction to hear the cases in the first place. Okay. So what did I say? They're going to try to arrest him. They need the B-roll video for their Trump is a dictator news coverage, right? Of Chris, you know, of Tom Homan in handcuffs because they're doing dictator things, right? So I told you they are setting up. I don't know which judge is going to do it. They're setting up the arrest of Trump officials for defying them, or they're going to pretend they defied them. And sure enough, right on cue.
This Judge Brian Murphy, a Biden appointee, just got put on the court in December, and he sits on the federal district court in Boston. He's very upset today, even hinting that the Trump DHS may be guilty of criminal contempt for carrying out the agenda that, of course, President Trump campaigned on, which was removing dangerous illegal aliens from the United States. Now, at a lengthy hearing today, Judge Murphy said it was impossible for these people to have a meaningful opportunity to object to their transfer to South Sudan. Well, he indicated that even 24 hours notice would be inadequate, and further, that the department's speedy removals were unquestionably violative of his earlier order. Well, and this is precisely what they did yesterday when a deportation flight of 8 criminal aliens landed in South Sudan. A top DHS official clapped back at the judge.
We are removing these convicted criminals from American soil so they can never hurt another American victim. Now, a local judge in Massachusetts is trying to force the United States to bring back these uniquely barbaric monsters who present a clear and present threat to the safety of the American people. It is absolutely absurd for a district judge to try to dictate the foreign policy and national security of the United States of America.
Yeah, this is...
Told ya. I just wonder who's going to have the cojones to go first to arrest somebody in the Trump administration. I just wonder which judge. I mean, my money's on Boasberg, but this guy is a more recent contestant.
Now, that'll be interesting.
It's coming. I hope they do it.
I hope they try with Tom Homan first.
Oh, wouldn't that be great to see Homan in handcuffs? You know, here's the thing. Homan is tough. He can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
He can handle it. And you know what? Homan would be having a ball.
Yes.
He's having the time of his life.
Yeah.
He is. He says his wife told him she's so happy now he's doing this instead of moping around the house. You know what I mean? So it's going to be great. This is the fight. But I'm just giving an idea of who they got out of the country, okay? These judges, who these Democrats want to hold on to. Enrique Arias Hierro, citizen of Cuba. Homicide, convicted of homicide, armed robbery, strong armed robbery, kidnapping, false impersonation of an official. ICE picks him up May 2nd, 2025. Again, you ask, why didn't Biden do this? I don't know. Jose Manuel Rodriguez Quinos, citizen of Cuba, here illegally, of course, convictions for attempted first-degree murder with a weapon, battery, larceny, cocaine possession, cocaine trafficking. A citizen of Laos. Now a citizen of South Sudan. Hope the weather's nice. He has convictions for first-degree murder and robbery. Arrested by ICE, January 26, 2025. Don't you love how 6 days after Trump's sworn in, suddenly they can find this guy?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. Jesus Munoz Gutierrez, citizen of Mexico, now South Sudan, has a conviction for second-degree murder, arrested by ICE, 2025. You know what? I hope these people see this and think, wow, what do they speak there, Sudanese? Maybe I should leave America before I get deported to a jungle somewhere. I could go on and on and on. This guy, Diane Peter Domach, a citizen of South Sudan, convicted for robbery, possession of a firearm, possession of a burglar's tools, possession of a defaced firearm, driving under the influence. They got him May 8th. And then on and on. Burmese citizen, sexual assault involving a victim mentally and physically incapable of resisting. Aggravated assault in a separate issue, in a separate incident. Oh, I love this guy. Kia Maya, citizen of Burma, conviction for lascivious acts with a child, victim less than 12 years of age, but, you know, got great potential as a future Democrat voter. Anyway, he was arrested by ICE on February 18th. And of course, Tuan Thanh Phan, citizen of Vietnam, convictions for first degree murder, second degree assault. They got him May 20th. 5th, 2025, judge in Massachusetts is demanding them back. So they have rights, apparently.
Go figure.
Yeah. Absolutely. So keep it up. Keep it up. Because you know what? Jasmine Crockett, broken clock, right once a day.
Republicans were right. Democrats lost on immigration. When you look at all the polling, when you talk to people, they lost on immigration.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me of where I meant to go, by the way. Did you see this latest poll? You know what has happened? Do you remember what happened with gay marriage? My son asked me about it. So we went and pulled the polling from 2020. It was an 80-20 issue against gay marriage, right?
Right.
Like crazy thing to push politically for the Democrats, yet they hammered it. And now you got over 60% in support. Would they do that in 25 years? They think they can do that with this. But here's the question. Okay, this is what they're doing. That's why they'll take on these 80-20 issues. But here's the question, Lee. Why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we?
That's true.
Right?
Well, maybe Trump did that with immigration.
No, he's doing it. Listen to this. Because remember before, even up until like the last Trump term, the majority of Americans, 52% did not want to mass deport these people, okay? 48% did, 52% did not. Most polls came down that way. Look at it now. This is incredible. It's a liberal pollster, and I have it here in my notes, darn it. My notes have since been buried under Marquette poll. So that's a liberal pollster. Listen to this. Where the public is right now. Deporting illegal immigrants who are living in the United States, okay? This is not criminals, all of them, right? Used to be 52 against 48 for during the last Trump term. You know what it is today? 66% for, 34% against. Mm-hmm. So we can do this too, just like Democrats do. Take an unpopular position that is the right thing and hammer it until the public agrees with us because they feel like everyone else agrees. So even when the whole Republican Party opposed him, even when it wasn't as popular in the polls, even when it was a slightly losing issue, Trump said, to heck with that. I'm changing everything. And he did. Highest numbers I've ever seen, 66% support mass deportation, criminals and regular illegal immigrants. Again, compared to 48% in the last Trump term. Now it's 66 support the deportation. Keep going. I wonder, Lee, if Tom Homan, get from the federal facility where he's in handcuffs, can he make phone calls and still run the deportation?
Yeah.
I bet they let him, right? Because Trump manages the federal facilities, right? So, like, can he work from his cell? Like, we'll just get him a laptop and a cell phone?
So instead of work from home, work from jail?
Work from jail. Work from federal holding facility. I like it. Well,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
Lobster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, this has gone viral quickly. It's one of those things that stick in your head. You'll see it the rest of your life when I tell you in a minute here. New York Post advertising expert who's done, he specializes in food advertising. So he gets contracts. Sparked a fresh wave of scrutiny over the way fast food giants like McDonald's market their menu items. In the TikTok viewed more than 500,000 times, the marketing professional, Luke, lifts the lid on some of the language used in McDonald's, yes, advertising. He just did some work for them. But also in advertising for beef jerky. Also did some work for a beef jerky company. And you know, this is so clever. It says right there, made with 100% beef. He says, pointing to a packet of jerky that he's eating, which is such a funny twist of words because it's made with 100% beef, not made of 100% beef. And apparently with the legalese, they can say, as long as they put, it's like, you know, you put the beef in the product and the beef is 100% beef, because obviously it's beef, you can say made with 100% beef. Even though the product could be 95% fillers, doesn't matter. As long as you get that 5% 100% beef. You know what this is? Taking advantage of Americans for not really understanding math and not caring too much either. He says, this is what they do with chicken nuggets. With the McDonald's thing, he says, it was their chicken nuggets are made with 100% chicken. But you know, there's a lot of other stuff in there, and some of it might not be 100% chicken, but it's made with 100% chicken. You'll see it everywhere. Subtle marketing trick, he said. We used it all the time. Still tastes good. Yeah, but I got to tell you what, those chicken nuggets, man, they're not what they were when I was a kid. I distinctly remember as a child, oh, it was the highlight of my week. I would go to dance class, me and my sister, Saturday morning, because afterward, I didn't like dance class. It was a pain. But afterwards, we would go to the McDonald's across the street and I would get a Happy Meal. I had a little toy in it and it had those chicken nuggets, and boy, were they good. Oh my gosh, I could still taste them. They're gone now from the earth, which makes me very sad. Those nuggets are not, they're not around. And the chicken had a texture like chicken, like it had the lines that chicken has. And oh my gosh, it would melt in your mouth. And that particular McDonald's, you know, some restaurants are just fresher than others. You ever done that? You know, whatever restaurant you really like, you'll drive by one of the chain locations knowing, yeah, that place is okay, to go to another one that's fresher. Yeah, this was the freshest of the fresh. I mean, the fries would come out just the right amount of salt and the grease still glistening on them. Yeah, not anymore. You'll never get that chicken nugget again, that chicken McNugget. I mean, they still sell them, but it's not the same thing. Anyway, McDonald's has responded. Now, apparently, this has gone viral. The chicken is indeed the first ingredient in the chicken McNuggets, but that's followed by water, flour, wheat, corn, canola oil, thickeners, starches, salt, mineral salt, spices, sunflower oil, and of course, the healthiest food group of all, dextrose. Yeah, this ain't it. Chicken nuggets of my childhood. Wow, I wish they could bring that stuff back. I would happily pay more. Just to have it one more time. Texture-rich Chick-fil-A is the best. You know what I have? You know where I am right now with food? With fast food? This is why I don't go most places. If I bite into your nugget, I don't care who you are, I better see lines. You know the lines I'm talking about? Like the lines that should be in chicken when it fragments, when it splits. If I don't see that, I'm not doing it. I'm not buying from you anymore. I know what chicken's supposed to look like. It's not supposed to look fuzzy. It's not supposed to look frothy. Do you know what I mean? Not in nature. Texture writes, Tara, what chicken is safe to eat from a fast food restaurant? Is this a trick question? On a Friday? I don't know. Texture writes, Dino nuggets are still the best. I don't care. That cannot possibly be chicken. Are you talking about the ones that kids eat? Because they're the only ones in society who will eat that because they don't know any better yet. Texter writes, when shysters are involved, you're eating garbage. Of course you are. Anyway, I thought that video was so interesting because he's holding up a popular brand of beef jerky that I've had at times in my house. And it's the same thing, made with 100% beef. But that doesn't mean it's 100% beef or anything close to that. Yeah, RFK will fix it. All right, let's jump on the... Oh, look at the time. The segment's almost over. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line for a few more comments. Have not been to McDonald's in over 5 years. I saw how they made their food. If you did, you would never eat there again either. Texter writes, Tara, all these parents are paying for their kids to go to these colleges and they become radicalized. Should be called out too. How disgusting. And finally, Texter writes, Tara, for any judge that arrests cabinet members, Trump's cabinet members, a U.S. marshal should put the judge in the same cell. Great.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bum Tunes, whoever added this, one of my favorite songs. Little bit of the Divergent playlist. Great books and movies, too. I got blistered here. Hey, Tara, talking about the big, beautiful bill and the bond market wobbling for the second time in 2 months. And if you're a good Trump supporter, your job is to just shut up and pretend you didn't see that. You know, like GOP leadership's doing right now. Why is the bond market freaking out? Not my words, by the way. Not mine. No, Barron's. When Barron's uses those words, just put in bond market. And you'll see something interesting. Both sides. Right now. Both sides saying the same thing, whether it's Zero Hedge or CNN. When you see that, Katie bar the door. Katie bar the door. And you see the pretend, which usually comes from Democrats. They'll just ignore stuff. I would blister. Talk radio today, every one of these talk show hosts across the country would blister the Democrats for this. We would take a blowtorch to them. You know we would. Bond market wobbled a month ago. It was terrifying, caused Trump to back off temporarily on the tariffs and just recalibrate. Bond market wobbles again. We're going to do this every month. Dow sinks 800 points as bond market starts to freak out over Trump's tax bill. And you see Zero Hedge writing the same stuff. It's because it's true. We could have cut a little, we didn't. This idea, we got to get through, got to get Trump's agenda through. There's no other way. Yes, there is. Yeah, there is. And that's why I told you to call Representative Ralph Norman and thank him. Because with just three holdouts right now, just three people saying, no, this is insanity. This is not what I was promised. I was not promised that we would get Joe Biden's agenda through. I was not promised $400 billion worth of Green New Deal AOC spending. That's not what he campaigned on. It's not. But the good news is, just a little tap on the brake by a small handful of Republicans, and look what we won overnight. They did the right thing. It passed. Trump's agenda's going forward. We'll see what the Senate does, but Trump's agenda's going forward. Headline, even Politico admits it. Capital agenda, big changes for the big, beautiful bill. Good. Thank you, Ralph. We're actually going to make deadbeats work for their Medicaid. That rule wouldn't have taken place till 2029. Democrats would have changed it. That's what Republicans were trying to do, to allow deadbeats who don't work to get Medicaid so they could play video games all day, even though they're able-bodied. Ralph Norman fought. Chip Roy fought. Now we moved it down to, okay, it takes effect December 2026. Good. It'll go into effect. That's a win. That'll save money. Here's another win. Donald Trump and the Republican leadership were fine with hoping you just don't figure out their funding about half the Green New Deal. Democrat NGOs, nonprofits, and hooked up all the right people companies were going to run out of there with tax credits. Ralph Norman, thank you, Representative Ralph Norman. Chip Roy, all of them, tap the brake just a little bit. And even though those tax credits are still in there, you've already got industry people saying they've made them so hard to use that they're useless. Good. $400 to $500 billion saved. Thank you, Chip Roy. Thank you, Ralph Norman. Imagine if we'd had six holdouts instead of three, what we could get. Democrats don't put up with this crap in their bills, not even when their margins are tight, which they have been in recent years. We can do the same. We can do big things. We can. So where we are now, and look, folks, here's the thing. I have a general operating principle that I will share with you. And it's very simple. If I would blister the Democrats for this, Republicans don't get a pass. And I just let the chips fall where they may. If they hurt my ratings temporarily, oh well. Because I'm right long term. I've always operated that way. Come on. Do you think any one of the talk show hosts you listen to, I don't care who, wouldn't be losing their mind today if the bond market reacted to a Democrat bill the way that it did to the big, beautiful bill last night? And, you know, people send me texts like this. Did it ever cross your mind that maybe, just maybe, there might be people who understand macroeconomics and global economies just a little bit better than you or Ralph? Yes, they're called institutional bond buyers. They're in governments all over the world that are not American and don't have a dog in this fight. Some of them are on Wall Street, sure. Many more are individuals. They voted. As Steve Bannon brilliantly says on his podcast, the bond market has a veto. Do not underestimate the power of the bond market. He's right about that. And he's a former Trump advisor, Trump's chief advisor, before they fell out. Come on, just folks, let's talk to each other honestly now, okay? Are Trump's instincts right on the economy most of the time? Better than anybody else we got. I'm grateful he's out there. But just trust Trump and shut up, you rhino, is not a way forward, because Trump doesn't always get it right. COVID? All we had to do to avoid this level of debt, I'm just going to remind you this today, all we had to do to avoid this level of debt was for Trump to elevate and listen to and bring his own CDC director, Robert Redfield, into those press conferences. Instead, he elevated Fauci, an inveterate liar who, just to be walking around on the street, needed a criminal pardon. A lot of people thought Fauci was Trump's CDC director. He wasn't. He was a mid-level bureaucrat. Francis Collins was his boss. Why was Fauci ever even at those press conferences? I still, to this day, don't know. Robert Redfield was cautious, and he was saying masks don't work. Very quietly, not a bomb thrower. He was saying, hey, you know what? Social distancing's not really a thing. And no, we don't really need to lock down. Here's the science. But you know what? He wasn't sexy. Fauci was. So Trump put Fauci next to him. He thought it would help him win the election. My point is this. Trump's judgment is not always 100%. Nobody's is. Nobody's infallible except the good Lord himself. And I'm going to tell you the truth about the bill. It sucks. It's not what we were promised. And the answer is not shut up, you rhino. And let me tell you why the bond market wobbled. It's very simple what happened, really quickly. Everybody thought, all these investors thought, yeah, the Democrats are out of control. Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah, they're nuts. Yeah, they put the fiscal solemnness, solidity of the United States at risk. But the Republicans will bring some sense. The Republicans will backstop this. The Republicans will show us, hey, we can cut a quarter of the deficit. Well, they'll give us something. And when the Republicans didn't, when the Republicans embraced Joe Biden's level of spending and said, we'll do you one better, of course the bond market freaks out twice in 2 months. You want to know what the risk is? I'll tell you what the risk is. Nobody knows what will trigger this. Not Trump, not me, not Scott Bessent, not the smartest bond buyer institutionally on earth. They can guess. Here's what the big fear is. This is what my fear is when you do a thing like this bill. This is the risk. Because people say, oh, it's a risk, it's a risk. We can't pass Trump's agenda. There are other risks. What is the risk? It's not that bond buyers won't buy the bonds. You want to pay 5%? It's called the debt death spiral. Look up debt death spiral in Ray Dalio. That'll keep you up at night. No, that's not the risk. No, the risk is that bond holders will get spooked enough that they will start dumping bonds. We're not here yet. Right now we're at the, wow, we have to pay a lot more to make the risk worthy of purchase. If something happens, some wobble, some event, we're doing one a month now, so what the heck? Some wobble, some event where they say, you know what I'm doing? I'm just going to go ahead and move the bonds out of my portfolio. And that happens millions of times. Katie, bar the door. Katie, bar the door, because they're going to have to print their way out of it. Weimar Republic. Maybe it'll never happen. Might not. Trump's judgment, like I said, usually pretty good, but he does not have a solid track record, folks, at all. We would not be $7 to $9 trillion in debt or having any of these problems if he had just listened to his own CDC director instead of elevating Fauci and standing beside him every day because he was popular. As Fauci, it turns out, stabbed him in the back and poisoned us all with the shot. We're learning that overnight from Ron Johnson. So all my point here, you know I love Trump. I stand up for him every day. There's not a day I don't take his case up. But I'm not going to lie to you about him. I won't. I don't care what it costs me. I just, not my fiber. And that's it. And for saying what I said, you shouldn't be called a rhino. Texture rates, big, stinking, beautiful bill in the bond market. We owe no allegiance to anyone, only the truth as you say. Look, folks, what did we learn yesterday? Just three Republicans held out. And we dealt a $400 billion blow to AOC's green agenda, which was in there. Why were Republicans funding that? I mean, it's just so bizarre. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. Democrat, that's not winning over to Democrats. They do inexplicable things that don't make sense. So again, great for Ralph Norman, Chip Roy, and all of them for at least holding out for the Medicaid fix. They got something. And what this means is this cut to Medicaid, which it is, I mean, if at least it's a work requirement. It's going to cost somebody their Medicaid. It's going to save us some money, but it's just a principle thing too. What the Republicans hope to do is say, well, we'll have the work requirement go into effect in 2029, knowing Democrats will win control of the House and the Senate before that, and they'll take it out. It's these games that I resent. This is not what I voted for. It's not. And if we're going to sock it to the Democrats when we do things like this, then we should sock it to our own. But they held out. They got what they wanted. They won on that. And again, they defeated the tax credits. Thank God for that. We don't have money to print. We don't have our children's money to borrow, which is incredibly immoral, to pay for AOC's Green New Deal. We don't have it. I'm sorry. We won the election. They lost. They don't get their Green New Deal. They got to win elections if they want to bankrupt us with the Green New Deal. We don't get that from Republicans. Folks, they didn't run on that. You had just three of them hold out and level a little bit of tepid criticism, and look what they got in 48 hours. This whole, we got to go along with whatever the leadership wants to do. Well, what was the leadership trying to do, the GOP leadership, over Christmas? Fund the Global Engagement Center to silence conservatives with censorship. Yeah, do what they want. Wait a minute. They were going to silence me? Uh-huh. We have to have a little skepticism, folks, about GOP too. We're going to end up in the same place if we follow them blindly, as we will if we follow the Democrats blindly. Texter writes, the bond market failure is going to break the back of Trump's fixes. Well, Kevin Hassett said last night, we can make this work. We won't go broke if we can get 3% growth. He better get it. He better get it. You pass this bill, you put your signature on it, he better get it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.